Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart. Show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is June 15th. And I just want to let you know of a couple of things that we have coming up in our future shows. On June 29th, and I'll have to say that I think I've been writing everywhere June 30th, but it actually is June 29th, a Tuesday, I'm going to have Robert Harding on here talking with us about his book, Blue Star. And it's a story of synchronicity and faith. I've read the book. It's a wonderful, delightful read, and it really is an epitome story of the type of stuff I really try to get across here in the Honoring Hour, how just following the synchronicities and his inner guidance, his entire life changed, and he really stepped into the truth and freedom of who he is. So I hope that you'll join me on the 29th with that. On July 13th, we're going to have a local Girl Scout troop on the show talking about their Bronze Award project. For anybody that is familiar with Girl Scouts, this is kind of a big to-do for them. They have decided to take on the task of bringing tourism to their city, so they want to get on here and talk to us about that and have some fun with that, so we hope you'll join us in support of them. And then on July 27th, we're going to have Michael Meerdad back, and he's going to be talking to us about his book, You're Not Going Crazy, You're Just Waking Up. And boy, I tell you, I wish I had known about that book about 8 years ago when things really started rocking and rolling in my life. So we hope that you'll join us for some of those upcoming shows. Today, though, I'm really super excited to have our guest today. It's Kelly Fenters. And Kelly is just, she has a myriad of different things that she does, but she, I've found in my talking with her that she's just a wonderful lady who's really in tuned and really connected with the angels. And so she's here today to talk to us about the seven universal laws and the archangels that work with them. So I'd like to welcome to the show Kelly Fenters. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing good today. I'm excited to be on the show.
Great. Thank you so much. Do you want to just start off giving a little bit of background for yourself, for everyone who's listening?
Absolutely. The first time that I can recall when I heard a voice of an angel was when I was 4 years old. I was in the hospital because I was born with a birth defect of the kidneys. And I was having to have a procedure done before the actual surgery. And I was wheeled into this very sterile white room, and they were wanting to stick this huge needle in me. And I fought with all of my might and ended up having about six people or more tying down this four-year-old little child, and they couldn't get it. So they called my mother in, and they said she has to have this procedure done before the surgery or she's going to die. And they asked my mother to calm me down, and she came, you know, of course, into the room, and she was rubbing my head, and she started praying, and I just remember all of a sudden looking at her and hearing a voice, and it said, little one, she's right, and just this warmth, calming, enveloped of love, and this golden light appeared, and I was at such peace, and I was like, okay, you know, I remember in my head just being like, okay. And that is the first time that I recall having that experience. Now, my mom would tell you, as growing up, they didn't know what to do with me as a child because my little invisible friends to them just didn't seem to go away. And their child just knew things that they probably should not have. but it was a beautiful experience. And from that point, you know, you just grow into it. I'm very lucky that my grandmother was very encouraging and always kept repeating to me, you be who you're supposed to be. Mm. And I'm very grateful for that.
Gosh, what a beautiful story. And just to have somebody that you love in your life support you like that, Oh, how blessed. That's just a true blessing. And I'm very glad that she did encourage you to be who you are to be and who you've grown to be. That's wonderful. So professionally, how did you wind up getting into what you're doing?
Well, what happened is I used to be a dancer in New York, and I toured in shows. And one of the contracts that I had was over in Japan. And the last 2 months of that tour, I became very ill and couldn't figure out what was going on. And when I came back to the States, my stomach had started protruding. I was really unable to eat. The digestive system was very sluggish and slowing down, creating irritable bowel symptoms. And, I went and sought medical help and did all the regimen that I was told to do and wasn't getting any better. And then I ran into this stranger on the street. I love how that happens. And I was grabbing my stomach, and they said, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "It's just my stomach." And they're like, and I just all of a sudden opened up, was it telling them some of the things that were going on. They're like, "Have you ever been to an urologist?" I was like, "No." And they had given me a name, and I sought out a natural healing, and that's where my journey began in the alternative medicine. I was fascinated how if you aligned your body with your soul, your mind, the emotion, and your physical essence, that you could truly have good health and a solid foundation. It took me 13 months to align my body. I did supplements. I had an exercise regimen. I also did a very strict nutritional plan. Come to find out, I had gotten a parasite over in my tour in Japan, and in the lower part of the digestive system in the large intestinal tract, and it took me that long for the body to align itself. And that really got me thinking there's more to life than just being robotic and being in a routine of what you're told you're supposed to do.
Fantastic.
And that's how that part got started. The angels have always been with me. I will admit there was a time that I ran from God because I thought I wanted to be what was perceived to be normal. And that's, I know, isn't that just funny? Because what is normalcy?
Right.
We are unique. We are made, you know, perfect in who we're supposed to be, and we all offer to this world something that is needed, and that's why we are unique. We are not made to be like each other, but we're made to be whole with one another. And that sought out my journey in different modalities, and becoming a Reiki master, the laying of the hands, the geotran, quantum physics, and understanding the aura and the different colors and things that you would see with people. I mean, I got into the body scanning because I wanted to understand the physics with the emotion and the physical body and how the mind and the heart need to be aligned for you to get true clarity, and how there's this super consciousness going through the soul conscious chakras into the seven major chakras that align the divine and earthly, that you are here to have heaven and earth harmonized. And that's why the universal laws just seemed to come natural, because it was of my natural flow, because I always had the faith that I was loved and am unconditionally, and I always knew that I had my support team with me etherically and physically, because that's what I chose for.
Beautiful story, and I just love the synchronicities that, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you tell your story about your journey, and I'm like, oh, I know so many people who have had such similar health problems to transition into their work. So it's interesting how spirit brings that around for so many
Yeah, it's amazing. It took me a good I studied for 15 years. I went to every school I could that came my way, certifications. I wanted to understand myself and what I was being taught through my cosmic teachers, you know, that divine, and to understand it earthly, because when you go to talk to someone and the title of it, because, you know, for some reason we get caught up in titles, they said, well, you know, what do you do? And I simply come to the fact that I'm Kelly, first and foremost, that's who I am. And secondly, I serve. I simply serve. And when you know that in life, it brings such harmony.
Right. And that's, you know, that I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a huge thing. It's a discussion I have with quite a few people that are really stepping into this. And a friend of mine a couple years ago, and I really got in that conversation about how do you define yourself, because we were used to having a quote-unquote title. And, you know, and I at the time would just try on different things to kind of see how it feels. But you're right. First and foremost, you have to be who you are. So, yeah, first and foremost, you are Kelly. And first and foremost, I am Lynn. And however that shows up from a day to day, as long as we're in that truth, that's who you are. And that's an unusual way. You know, people in the world, they work for a company, you know, they might be a hairdresser or a receptionist or an insurance salesman, and that's how they define themselves. And I just, I get a lot of crazy looks when, you know, when people ask me what I do, and I'm like, I do whatever I want to do. You know, I mean, that's what I do. I wouldn't define myself with a job anymore if I had to, even if I did work, you know, 40 or 60 hours somewhere, because I've learned that that's not who I want to be.
So. Yeah, that's just part of your relationships of your life. I mean, we have our environment body, we have our physical body, we have our emotional body, we have the mind body, we have the soul body. And all of these are relationships within ourselves. When people come to have sessions and they say, you know, I want to work on attracting a soulmate or attracting healthier relationships. And the first thing I'll ask them is, how's your relationship with yourself? Because one of the spiritual laws is, as within, so outwardly. Your relationship within you is what you're putting out into the universe, into this earth, and you're drawing in, attracting these relationships, good, bad, or indifferent. And if you want healthier relationships, you have to have a healthy relationship with yourself, which means you need to love every inch of yourself. I tell people, I said, you know, a lot of times when you look at yourself in the mirror, you need to say thank you to that physical body, this vessel that we charge with our soul, because every inch of that body tells you the roadmap is given of what your journey has traveled. I have two children. I've got stretch marks. I love each and every one of them because I earn those. I have two beautiful children to show for it. And so when I go out in my bathing suit, that is the least of my concern. This body has taken me a long way.
Right. And good for you for being proud of it, too. We have someone on here asking, what is the alignment of the angels and universal laws? That's a new concept for them. So maybe we should go ahead and really start talking about what our topic is today specifically.
Yeah.
If you can go ahead and just explain a little bit about the universal laws and then the archangels that work with them.
Okay. First and foremost, the angelic realm has 9 levels of hierarchy, okay? The archangels being one of them. You also have your guardian angels, your guiding angels that are also a part of your support team. The archangels are, think of it as a governing support for the universe. They are giving planets, solar systems. They are giving responsibility for zodiacs, months, days, weeks. In that part of the governing that they do. They also are responsible for the universal laws of natural flow. Now, with the soul conscious chakra, the first one, okay, this is where you're getting into the divine and that cosmic stream that funnels in our information. It is known as the seat of the soul. And the first universal law that we speak of is as above, so below. And Archangel Metatron is one of the twin archangels that assists with heaven and earth. Archangel Metatron was actually a human when it was known as Enoch. And when Enoch ascended from his vessel, he was granted wings and was given the position of an archangel, and the name was Metatron. So he is the one, he's also known as your near-death angel, but Archangel Metatron is the one that brings earthly information from the heaven so that there is balance for the both. So as above, so below. Now, also with that first universal law, you also have the archangel Zachiel, which is known as the Holy One of Mercy and Benevolence. These two archangels assist in us being able to have understanding of our spiritual awareness and how the connection of the whole comes about. So each archangel has a position, if you want to look at it, with the universal law that they assist when we ask them, because, you know, we have free will in it. And that's how they align. Everything comes together etherically and physically through the solid earthly as we're in a vessel. And we need this information, if you look at it, downloaded to us, because if we were to be able to use our earthly senses through our etheric senses, there is a balance, meaning that let's say that one of your earthly senses that you're very strong in is hearing. Then your etheric sense would be clairaudience. That would be your stronger suit, and then they all come together and evolve as you grow spiritually. And universal laws assist us in an understanding so that we have a solid foundation to grow from while we're here on Earth learning all these wonderful lessons of experiences we've asked for.
Okay. Kelly, we have a question. They wanted to know how you spell the second archangel that you mentioned with that universal law.
It is Z-A-Z. Z as in like in zoo.
Okay.
A is an apple. D-K-I-E-L.
Zedekiel. Say it again.
I always pronounce it Zachiel, but you can also say Zedekiel. Yes.
Okay. All right. And I just want to remind you, if you're calling in, I need you to, if you want to talk or ask a question, you're going to have to press 1 so that your hand can come up. I've got some callers on the line. So right now there's no other hands up, which is fine. You just have to press 1 once if you want to talk. And just so you know, I'm using my Firefox today, which does not allow me to put the chat room and the switchboard together. But my computer's running really slow, and Firefox helps with that. So I'm trying to go back and forth between the switchboard and the chat room. Just bear with me. We have a really good question. They want to know, how come this stuff is not taught in church? Got my own opinions about that, but
That is a wonderful question, because I came into this life being raised in the church, and that is a unique experience in itself. It is actually taught in the church, but it is worded differently. In the Bible, it says, as in heaven, so it is on earth. And I'm looking to see, trying to remember exactly where it is. In that, if you look at the Lord's Prayer, it has that universal law in it. When you start reciting this prayer, we have to remember, when we receive inspiration to be able to give back to humankind, it is the understanding and the perception of the individual receiving the information and the translation of it. This is why we have so many different religions and so many different diversities, in this life that we are able to seek out what we resonate in. And that is also the law of attraction. Your likes, and your dislikes are the lessons to be brought in. So it is actually taught in church, but it is worded differently for comprehension of what is the perception of the individual teaching.
Great. Yeah, and I know that Carolyn Mace does a really good job. I'm sure there are other people out there, but I'm only really familiar, and not even really familiar, but I'm just familiar with how she kind of goes in and translates some of that, because her originally she was in publishing, but then she really got into theology and trying to bring this more into a scientific thing. So that may be a place where you can start looking for, like, technical transitions from one place to the other, because she tried to reason that out for herself, if you're not familiar with some of her writing.
Absolutely. In the universal law of thought, in the Bible, being a reference of it, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all throughout. I mean, you can look in the Quran, you can look in Hinduism, you can look in Buddhism. All of these universal laws are in there. It's just worded, the perception of the person who is receiving the inspiration in their translation of it.
So another question in here, it says, and I'm going to read it exactly. It says, so is Michael the archangel? Do you want to just go address that quickly and then we can?
Absolutely. Michael is an archangel, and he is the protector of the universe. You can call in Archangel Michael for protection through the divine white light. Archangel Michael also carries the golden sword to sever cords and ties, earthly and etherically, meaning that if you're astro traveling and you've picked up some stuff in the aura, it can, Archangel Michael can assist in cleansing that. But you have to remember, this is something that you typically are, you're just coming into, is that even when you are asking for a particular angel, there are hundreds of thousands that are backing them. Mm-hmm. So it's not just one angel at any given time that is with you, because it is a we form. Archangel Michael is also associated with the throat chakra, mm-hmm. which is speaking your truth in kindness, but is also the protector, because with the chakras, you receive from the back of the body. If you look at the human body, in the back of the throat, you're receiving truth in that chakra, and in the front of the throat chakra, you are giving truth. So if there's any interferences with you being able to swallow or take in life at times through that throat chakra, because that's where we begin to digest our foods and all of this, Archangel Michael is wonderful so that you feel protected, so that you can speak it.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's really interesting, because I'm not really familiar with a lot of, with the archangels and their specific stuff. It's just never been a natural area of study for me. But when I am feeling emotionally reactive, I will call in Archangel Michael, because I feel, when I'm becoming emotionally reactive, I know somewhere in me I am not feeling safe and secure. So I call him in to kind of help with that. What's really funny is when I'm feeling unprotected and when I'm feeling really lost, that's when I call in Jesus. So it's an interesting dynamic.
And see, that's the thing of it is that Jesus is amazing. I mean, you think of the journey in the human embodiment that Jesus undertook of a new way of loving God, and how the Christ consciousness, when you're enveloped in that golden light with the laying of the hands and really truly healing the soul, because then you create that ripple effect. So absolutely, absolutely. I was also going to mention, when you were talking about Archangel Raziel, with the third chakra, and that's the secret of God. That's where we get into our soul records. Some people call it Akashic Records, the Book of Records. But any time that you feel unprotected or fogged or taken out of your grounding, Raziel, Michael, and Archangel Raziel being with the heart chakra, the healer, are wonderful to ask for assistance in.
Great. Good information to know. So we went over the first universal law. What's the second? Because you kind of talked about them a little bit randomly, but can you?
Yeah, I'll go down the first seven of them. It's as above, so below. Mm-hmm. And then the second is as within, so outwardly. The third one is the law of request or prayer, however you like to say it. Mm-hmm. The fourth one is the law of attraction. You have the law of resistance, law of reflection, and projection, and law of attachment. And once you're able to see what you're attached to and release it, then you have the law of manifestation.
Great. So,
and some of these, you know, some of these go together in the class that I teach, the 7-week course, because they all complement and they build from one another. Like in the law of request, you're actually also getting into the law of direction, the law of love, the law of faith, the law of action, the law of word, because our words do have power, especially when feelings. Because you have to feel it first before a word ever has power to it. So if you feel it, think it, and say it, it matters.
Right. Great. So there's another question on here. It says, so in the Bible, which angels will blow their trumpet of the four corners of the earth?
In the Bible, in the four corners of the earth, we're going back into the Bible, you know what? That is not coming up to me, so let me get in here and ask real quick. We have Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and then, so we have some other ones that are not in the Bible that were also during that time. Yeah, I apologize, Lynn. That one is not coming into me, but the four angels that are to come through are the ones to bring the alignment in it. And from what I understand, from what that has been taught to me, is that when that alignment comes, like north, south, east, west, but it's a universal pull of it. And, you know, as being taught originally, Southern Baptist being born into that, it is the wrath of God, but it is truly the alignment of unconditional love in that. Mm-hmm. And when the heavens sing, the trumpets play.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. So you said you were raised Southern Baptist?
In the beginning, definitely.
So was I. Yeah, so was I. And I tell you, I learned a lot from that upbringing. I never aligned with it, but it definitely, I find that it definitely started some incredible teaching for me just from birth.
Absolutely,
so.
Absolutely.
The more you talk, Kelly, the more I'm thinking we've got a lot of stuff in common here.
Likes, attraction.
I know. So, you know, you brought up the classes. Why don't we just take a minute and share the information about the classes that you have coming up starting in July. I've got like a little blurb on the beginning or the first page of the Honoring Hour, which is www.thehonoringhour.com. And, Kelly, if you want to give your website, your contact information, and just talk about the classes for a minute, that would be great.
Yeah, the website is insightfulbalance.com. And how the classes go, we're setting up a new website. You guys will be viewing the older one for the next week or two. But the new one that is coming out will have a place where you can register, pay through PayPal, and then you will receive an email of a PDF file that you're able to download the 7 courses of the Universal Laws of Natural Flow. And every Thursday from 6:30 until 8:30, we will be going through these Universal Laws, the Archangels and the Chakras that are involved with them, and you will also be learning techniques to be able to clear any interferences. Some people call them blocks. in your life so that you are pulling in the positive essence of what you truly desire to have in that loving environment.
Great. So, and that is, I just want to say that that's Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30, beginning July 8th. So it'll be the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, the 29th, August 5th, August 12th, and August 19th. And that's going to be right here. We're going to do those online on through the Honoring Hour. But Kelly does teach this, and it's a very popular course in your area. And you were just wanting to bring it, you know, to a more worldwide format. And so she's partnering with the Honoring Hour to be able to do that. So you can take this course from the comfort of your own home on Thursday nights beginning July 8th.
Yeah, I think that people would like to know, like in the Universal Law of Resistance, is what are the reasons why they're choosing to stop themselves? You know, we get pulled in at times at self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, why do we want the things that we want? And when we get them, we really didn't want them. You know, what are we resisting in our life that is pulling in these lessons? And then truly how to be able to release what has been held from previous experiences and finding that peace of mind so that resistance is not even a cord to be brought into. I mean, there's healthy resistance and then there's negative resistance. You can choose to resist someone who that you have continually helped out if needed. Let's say someone needed money. And it was a constant thing, and then you chose to, okay, I'm going to resist being a rescuer and enabler, and I'm going to choose to step up and be a teacher and truly help this individual heal as I heal from these lessons. And so it's really powerful stuff. It brings such meaning to your life. I live this stuff every moment.
You do, and I have to say that the times that we have talked, I really get very clearly that this is a way of life for you. It's not just something you teach. And that's, you know, I talk with a lot of people, and they do a lot of really great things, but that is one thing that's really clear to me every time I talk to you, and I think that that is fantastic.
Well, I think, one of my many lessons that I have experienced is that I will forever always be a student, because as we are a student, we continue to learn and we continue to thrive and have vitality. And a teacher, when we step up to that stage, that area in our life, a true teacher is one who has a testimony, is something that they're able to explain the journey and say, this is what I learned from this, this is what I was taught. Now let me offer this to you, and it's your free will to either receive the wisdom and take it or choose not to. That's what's the beautiful thing about this life. When you pick up a book and you read it, you're always going to get something out of it. You may not agree with everything, but you got what you needed. And once we realize we get what we need in life, life becomes so much better.
Right. I know. I have to say I'm really looking forward. I've been looking over the little synopsis you sent me of the classes, which they can find that on your website too. Is that correct, Kelly, what the classes are about? Like,
yes, that will be. You have to love timelines, because in all actuality, the timeline for completion of the website was the early part of last week. And when the timeline was extended for other people's, life, they had stuff going on and the company that I'm using. And I just, I took a deep breath and I said, you know what? This is another great lesson of knowing that we don't have to be perfect to teach. We don't have to be perfect to love. We just have to have faith in knowing that if our heart knows we want to do the right thing and we're going to give the right thing, then that's how it's going to be. This information will be out. The next timeline is toward the end of next week, and people will be able to go online and look at the frequently asked questions and look at the different workshops that I teach, and they'll be able to plug on the universal laws and get a good idea of what they'll be receiving in each one.
great. And I'm pretty sure I still have what you sent me saved on the computer, so I'll just put out there that if I still have that, and I'm pretty sure I do, I can easily upload that for it to be opened as a PDF from my website, which is www.thehonoringhour.com. And if that's the case, I can do that immediately after the show. If I don't have it, just so that you guys might be aware of like what the class topics are, and I'll put the dates and stuff in there, I can put that on my website, but you'll have to go to Kelly's website for the specifics and to sign up and to pay and do all that kind of thing. So, you know, if you want to check the Honoring Hour, give me about 20 minutes after the show. I'll have that up and going if I still have it. If not, I'll have it up by tomorrow afternoon, because I'll just have to retype the page until Kelly's website has been switched over. That way you can have an idea of what it is. But I'm really excited just in looking at this because, you know, for one, like when you were talking about the spiritual law of resistance, you know, what you have on here is this session gives you an understanding with the yes but statements. You can want success in life, but if you have any fears or that yes but, this is what you're getting. And I do have a lot of self-sabotage. Like I've gotten a very clear message about a direction I'm to take, and it's one that I have emotional attachment to because I feel like I'll be coming under fire, and I've lived a lot of my life that way, being very different from my family and friends. So to step back into that so openly, I do that, yeah, but. I know this, but. So I'm negotiating with myself at this, you know, and I'm fully aware. It's not that I'm not conscious of the sabotage, but I'm wanting to move past that. I'm wanting to get over that. So I'm looking forward to this class and doing this segment with you.
I'll give you a great yes, but, you know, because I say that I live by this stuff. I have been working on a book, and I did the writing the workshops and started teaching first, but this particular book that is going to be coming out is something that I was asked to do a little over 7 years ago, and this is what I did. I said, okay, I will write this. And I'll channel it through me, and I'll do all these things. Yes, but my but was is that I have a toddler here, and I'm pregnant with my second child, and I want to give them the first 7 years, which are very important to our children of us. And I said my yes but would be as I'll get this done, and once I get both of my children to pass the age of 7, then I will be able to travel and feel more free and be able to explore this on a higher level. So my resistance in the beginning was like, oh, this is going to be a big undertaking. And so I then said, you know what? I choose to attract the positive. So I made a choice. I made a decision. And my desire was to fulfill my purpose in an area and also complement a desire of love to give to my family, my children, so that I am able to be there for them. And then once that age of 7 and they start coming into their independent personality, then I know that they'll be more susceptible for mommy traveling. And so I turned the yes but from a negative to a positive, and I'm still completing what my purpose is. So that's how it works.
Great. Well, I'll definitely bear that in mind. That's very helpful. Wonderful. So talk to us a little bit about the law of reflection.
Let's see. That is mirror, mirror on the wall. What does the universe have for me? Okay, so that's when you're looking in the mirror of who you are. Remember the bodies that we were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I go back to some of the Disney shows and stuff because, you know, with the kids and stuff. But, you know, when the person is looking in the mirror, are they truly asking what they are reflecting? You know, when you look at yourself in the mirror physically and you have circles under your eyes, or you look tired, or, you know, whatever it may be, then physically you can make changes. You can get more rest. You can eat a healthier diet. You can drink more water. There's things that you can do. But when you look at yourself within, you need to truly ask yourself, what am I reflecting? Who am I right now in the present moment? You know, do I feel energized? Am I happy to get out of bed in the morning? Do I look forward to where I'm going that's on my agenda? You know, who am I within? What am I reflecting to myself? Because if you're self-critical in that mind, then those are some things that need to be changed if you choose so. What are the people, places, and things that you're bringing into you? Because the law of reflection brings into you what you are asking to be taught in a lesson, meaning that if you don't like someone in your life, or you're not, or you feel awkward, or you feel hesitation, the resistance in it, they are teaching you something about yourself. So let's say that you have somebody in your life that you see as needy, and you're going, oh, they just need, you know, they need to stand up, they need to take lessons, they just don't listen. They're not getting it. Instead of projecting those out into the world and actually creating more karma, look within yourself first and say, okay, why is this bothering me? What part of me do I feel lazy, or I feel lacking in, or I'm just not getting it? And if you go within yourself first and foremost, you find your truth, and you're able to create the healing that is needed so that this person is now seen as a loving individual who is either asking for help, or you're able to just be there and listen until they're able to see for themselves. We're not here to save people or rescue people. We're here to be an example for humankind through unconditional love, and to be approachable so when someone needs or has a need and they approach us, we are able to give that unconditional love and wisdom of what we've learned.
Beautiful. And what archangel works with that one?
Of resistance?
Of reflection.
Of reflection. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll go down into the reflection of it. That is with the solar plex chakra, and that is Archangel Raphael. It is God's sunshine ray. Reflection in the third chakra is about self-empowerment. It's about how we perceive our world and how we work in the world. And the third chakra, second and first, are our earthly grounding chakras. The fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and up are your divine chakras. And they all align together so that as above, so below, we are whole.
Nice. That's wonderful. So we've got about 15 minutes remaining. Is there anything that you wanted to get into specifically for people to know, Kelly?
Well, let's see. You asked me specifically to know. I've been sitting here chit-chatting with some angels that have been coming up and introducing themselves. So obviously there's some listeners out there that are processing this information that, you know, are aware of the chakras, are familiar with the law of attraction, the book of the secret when all of this came up. But evidently there's some individuals out here that this is new to them, or something that they've been intrigued with that I have not explored. So I had some of these angels coming up chit-chatting with me, and so this is what I am being asked to say, is that our divine purpose in life, because we all are seeking out our purpose, our first and foremost purpose is to love ourselves unconditionally as God loves us. Before we are able to truly go out in the world and make a difference, we need to make a difference within ourselves first. And with whatever you believe in, you begin there in your journey and finding God. They want me to share a story. when I first opened Insightful Balance doors, I was a bit nervous, even though I took a leap of faith and was very encouraged. In the first year, actually in the first 6 months, this one particular week, I was attracting some individuals who claimed that they were atheists, but they wanted to come and talk to their angels. So I did the session because it comes through me. It's not about, you know, it is not about me. It is about the divine will to be done. And when these individuals left my office after the second person had came in, I was so angry, and I couldn't understand why all of a sudden I had this anger. And I started in a conversation with God, and I was like, why are you sending me people who don't even believe in you? They want to talk to angels. I'm attempting to put out into this community, into the world, that they are messengers of your divine will. You know, the angels teach us, they say, we're not to be worshipped. Everything comes through God. And here you're sending me people that don't even believe in you. I felt very upset. And then immediately after my temper tantrum, little child's temper tantrum, I hear this loud, piercing sound in my head. The kind that you want to grab your ear and hold your head really tight if everybody's ever experienced a migraine before. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, silence, and the words follow. Kelly, who are you to judge where someone begins to find me? I threw my hands up in the air. I went down to my knees, and I bawled like a baby. And makes me want to cry now. I was so sorry. I just ask for forgiveness for judging someone, because who am I to tell anybody how they find God? It is someone's journey through their heart and through the love that we truly connect, and you have to find it within yourself first. And that has been one of the most profound moments in my awakening. And truly just say, you know, this is who I am. And obviously, you guys that are listening, there's a few of you that need to hear that. Be who you are and love yourself unconditionally. Because that's where your journey begins in finding God.
Right. Well, thank you very much for sharing that story. You're right. I think that is definitely well worth hearing for many. I'm sure a lot of people needed to hear that. And you're right, it does get frustrating sometimes in this work to, you know, have people come and, you know, you're not necessarily, or you don't feel like you're on the same page, and it is about just letting them be who they are and you being who you are, and you just keep on your path. So great message.
Absolutely. Part of our journey here is to find our authentic self. Because in order to have faith, you have to have something that you believe in. And then your faith grows from that point. And that is your truth. That is your foundation in this. And it's amazing how everything comes together. And we have such a huge support team of divine angels, ascended masters. We have masters and teachers and loved ones who have passed on that are here to support us in this journey of our spiritual growth. And these universal laws, people need to know them, because it assists us in achieving our divine purpose in this life and what we can give to humankind.
Beautiful. So we had someone that said that this is a confirmation show for them at this moment. So thank you for putting that out there.
I will say thank you to your angels, because they were chit-chatting.
Great. And they certainly know, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, they hold your book of records. You'll see on the website, the one that we're revising, it'll say the soul records. That you can go in and look into your, Edgar Cayce called it the Book of Records. It's also known as the Akashic Records. that's all of your experiences. You know, sometimes people will ask me, Kelly, do you believe in past life? And my answer to that is no, because we are God eternal, so we don't ever die. So they're just experiences in different life form vessels, and they're all in our book of records. We are a continuous energy of the divine in experiences to evolve spiritually.
So you're saying you don't believe in reincarnation and past lives. It's more along the lines of living them timelessly at the same time.
Absolutely. Yes, we come into new vessels, our bodies,
mm-hmm.
new life experiences. Absolutely. Because, you know, we take on this path of learning and you know, but how people understand it or the title that it was given was a past life.
Right.
When it's a continual experience because we carry over all of our lessons. So if you've had a great lesson or you've had a lesson that you graduated in and it was a positive experience, you carry that on. If you had an experience that was less than perfect or was a very harsh experience and you held a negative emotion to it, you carry that on to your next experience. And that's why it's important to go through the soul records to see exactly what you're dealing with in the moment that you are in the present so that you can clear it, fulfill the contract or fulfill the promise so that you can move forward in evolving with more lessons so that you grow stronger in who you are is in the soul being.
Right. Now, is there a specific archangel that works with us through bridging? Because as we're living each of these experiences simultaneously in the timelessness, is there a specific archangel that you would work with if you get the feeling that something's going on and it's affecting you in your present incarnation, like where your consciousness is in that time, but it's actually coming from an experience happening elsewhere, like in another incarnation?
Archangel Raziel, that we had mentioned before with the third eye chakra, the secret of God, also is the keeper of the halls of wisdom is what it's called, or the temple of lights of wisdom. It's been called many different things. But if you're seeking this information and the whole understanding, Archangel Raziel is wonderful to ask for this assistance. But the angels are saying, I need to make this very clear that it doesn't matter which one you call on or if you just say, God, I need some help, because everything comes through God. You're going to be given what you need. It is nice to have an understanding of which of each archangel and what they do, but the beauty of it is that all you have to do is ask, mm-hmm. believe through your faith, surrender by letting go of any control manipulation, and say thank you with gratitude, and it is done.
Right. Gratitude being key. I love it when gratitude gets brought in because it's...
Yes!
Yes.
A lot of my students, if they're listening, you know, I'll say when you're placing a request, if you ask for patience, you will get more lessons in how much patience you really have. But if you're grateful for the patience you do have and ask to amplify it, in this particular situation in your life, then it is strengthened even more. So if you're asking for something that you don't think that you have, you will be given lessons to show you how much you really do have it. But if you're grateful and you show gratitude in knowing that you're supplied with everything that you need to succeed and ask for that to be amplified, then it is strengthened and it brings more of that harmony in your life.
Great. So I just want to mention again that Kelly's website is Insightful Balance. It is up. She happens to be updating it, so the information about the classes and probably some new and wonderful information will be available hopefully by the end of next week. But you can go to her website now and see all the things that she does. But Kelly, can you just tell our listeners what, like, some of the services that you offer? I know that you do readings, or at least I believe that you do. And so just so that they know, and also if there's a phone number where they could reach you, if you could provide that.
Absolutely. I'll go ahead and get my phone number out. It's 864-380-6814. And some of the things that I do is angelic guidance with life empowerment coaching. And that's where, and this could be done over the phone or this could be done in person. And this is where individuals will come in and they ask questions to their guardian angels. And then you get, in that guidance, we'll also go through with the energy alignment, making sure that the chakras and the meridians, that the 12 fields of the aura are cleansed and balanced. We'll get in the people, places, and things. We'll check in on karma, just depending on what the individual needs. A lot of times people will come in, the very first session, I simply just ask them to sit down, and I ask a general question with their permission of how they're doing right now, and then I'll write everything down and read it back to them, and we go from there at that point. I also do the soul record healing therapy, and that's where we go into the soul records and of something that an individual may be having a repeated pattern, and they're like, Kelly, this doesn't feel like it's from this life or this experience. We can also go through the soul records and look in the genetic ancestral traits of what you have taken on in this lifetime that your family has not completed, so that you're completing it for the next generations to follow. There's also, you can go in and if you want to just review some of your other life experiences to gain knowledge and where you were and all that kind of fun things. Also do dream interpretation, which is wonderful because the subconscious mind is constantly intuitively telling us what's going on, but at times consciously if we are creating interferences or we feel a void of something that we don't want to have to deal with, the dreams can give you so much information and clarity on things. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and that goes into a whole genre of things, whether you would like to start clearing patterns of addictive behaviors, sleep patterns, an emotional trauma that you have suppressed and you need to acknowledge it by seeing it through the mind's eye. It's also very relaxing, very nurturing, very healing for people who are very stressed out in their life. It helps manage that. I also do what's called a total body analysis, where I do the face, tongue, eyes, and ears with iridology, kinesiology, and homeopathic remedies are made for total body alignment of lifestyle planning, supplements, and also emotional constitutions done in those sessions. And then there's several other ones, but I see that we're getting close to 12 o'clock. But that gives a good idea for people of what I do.
Right, yeah, it definitely is. So just one last question, and I think you can answer pretty quickly. We've had this question come up twice. It's, which angel is the angel of forgiveness?
First and foremost, forgiveness comes through God, okay? And the angel of, a specific angel of forgiveness would be the messenger of. The angels are not going to give us something that we're asking for. They're going to guide us in how to obtain it because we have free will, okay? But the angel of forgiveness that can be placed in this would start with Uriel, which is also with the first chakra, depending on what the emotion is. Then you would go also into Raphael, which is also the healing angel and can be given forgiveness. Jesus, which is the ascended master, and Christ consciousness in this, in helping us. The Holy Spirit is amazing at giving forgiveness in the heart, mind, and soul. Archangel Hanel is amazing for helping with forgiveness in those soul conscious chakras that I had mentioned earlier in it. Hanel works with the color of turquoise, and it's the soul higher heart chakra. And then last but not least, Archangel Shamil, which is the soul heart chakra of forgiveness.
Great. Well, Kelly, I want to thank you so very much for being on the show. You're just such a wealth of information and wisdom, and, you know, it's nice to have a human person who can share things with us, you know, just from such a knowledgeable position. So thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Great. And I hope that everyone out there will join us in 2 weeks when we have Robert Harding on here talking about his journey, his stories about synchronicity and faith, and just how he stepped into his life by following his inner guidance. It's been a blessing to have you all on here, and I hope that you'll join us again. Enjoy, and thanks again for joining us today.